And so when you made this discovery, again, you were already an adult, you were in your late 30s, and you had to tell your adoptive family, there was some unexpected reactions between your adoptive mother and father. They didn't quite react in the way you'd expect.
Well, from their perspective, it was difficult because they took me in when I was very little. I came to the family as a foster child when I was 3 years old. They eventually adopted me when I was 7 years old. And suddenly, out of the blue, years later, the biological family was back at the focus. And it was difficult for them because they didn't know what is their role or where's their place for them now. Of course, it was emotional, but they are academic people who more talked about facts than about feelings. And we needed some time, really, to sort this out.
So I'm guessing that usually when an adopted child wants to learn more about their family, they're usually at an age where they might be in their early teens. Now it's a little bit easier for adopted children to learn more about their parents. When you grew up, I think there are a few more restrictions. But your discovery was made much later in life.
Yeah, that's true. I had a father. A biological father. I knew my mother, but I never was in contact with my biological father. And the search for my father actually started much earlier, in the beginning of my mid-20s.
Well, you did eventually reach out to your father. And tell us a little bit more about him and where he was living and what you encountered when you finally met your father. Did it meet your expectations?
Well, I wasn't so interested in my father, I guess, because I didn't know him as a child, so I never missed him. That was the difference between my father and my biological mother and my grandmother, I guess. When I met him for the very first time, it was not the way you expect it if you watch Oprah and you see the long lost relative and you hug and everything is fine. No, it was different because two adults meet and you have to get to know each other. So it was difficult, and we also had a break for a couple of years where we didn't see each other. I reached out before my book was published because I didn't want to make the same mistake letting him find out by coincidence that there was a book about his biological daughter. Well, and ever since we are in contact, I have some half-siblings. He's married now with a German woman. And we all traveled together to Nigeria 2 years ago, which was a very, very interesting trip. And it's also, for me, new to have space, actually to give the paternal side more room and more space, because I was so preoccupied with my mother, with my grandfather, with my biological grandmother.